With SDPB News, I'm John Wynn. Governor Kristi Noem is pitching lawmakers a proposal that would limit parts of a voter-passed law legalizing medical marijuana in South Dakota. Noem's proposal asks lawmakers to limit the number of cannabis plants allowed in a medical pot user's home to 3. It also prevents anyone under the age of 21 from smoking or vaping medical cannabis. The implementation of medical marijuana is still July 1st. The Republican leader in the Senate says the proposal is a starting point for discussions. Democrats agree. Senator Troy Hinert says a special session seems likely.
We should have taken the 40 days that we're in here and worked on that issue. We just didn't. And we got to the end and they tried to rush something through that completely went against the will of the voter. And, you know, on the Senate side, that just wasn't going to fly. So I think we should just honor the will of the people, institute the program. And if we need to make changes next year in January, that's when we do it.
Noem previously pushed the legislature to delay implementation of the program by a year so a committee could study the issue, but that push failed. In a letter to lawmakers, Noem acknowledged today is the last legislative day of the year and says the changes are necessary to successfully implement a medicinal program. An agricultural economist says farmers should have a better year in 2021. Kevin McNew works for the Farmers Business Network. He says weather and COVID-19 hit farmers hard last year, especially the ethanol sector.
And so I think farmers kind of scaled back last year pretty aggressively on corn. And so I think this year with the returns much better, we are seeing ethanol return to close to normal. So I would expect by this summer, you know, the ethanol sector is probably humming along. You know, we'll see driving pick up. That's a really good season for ethanol sales. So I do think things look a lot more favorable for the farmer that wants to plant corn this year.
McNew adds that China is aggressively buying U.S. commodities, which will make for good market prices.
We knew once they got the trade war issues kind of put behind them, they would be buying more U.S. commodities. But then add on to that, you know, they're really pushing aggressively to rebuild their hog herd. They're still not quite there yet, but their appetite, not only for soybeans, but also for corn, milo, even some wheat, has just really surpassed most people's expectations.
McNew says 2021 is a good year for farmers to look closely at their operations and consider buying new equipment, technology, and land. The Cheyenne River Sioux Tribe has taken down the coronavirus checkpoints on its South Dakota reservation. It had become a point of contention between the tribe, Republican Governor Kristi Noem, and the Trump administration. Cheyenne River spokesman Remy Bald Eagle says the tribal council made the decision to take down the 9 checkpoints because of declining infection rates and the arrival of COVID-19 vaccines on the reservation. The tribe is also hoping to work with President Joe Biden's new Bureau of Indian Affairs staff to maintain control over its police department. That's after the Trump administration sent a letter in December of 2020 saying the agency would begin managing the department. Public health experts warn false information about COVID-19 vaccines could hinder efforts to mitigate coronavirus spread. Aaron Hunt is a public health professor at South Dakota State University. He says people should be wary of claims circulating on social media, including one that the shots are deadly.
The death one, yeah, that was really concerning and very misleading because the clinical trials, when they were closely monitoring thousands of people, they did not see that at all.
Hunt says each federally approved vaccine is thoroughly reviewed. He encourages residents to get vaccinated as soon as they can because South Dakota is seeing a rise in COVID infections. The South Dakota Department of Health is using the Helpline Center and the rideshare service Lyft to give people rides to vaccination appointments. To use the service, people must have their appointment scheduled ahead of time. Shanice Behrens is one of the leaders of the program. She hopes it will provide a useful service for South Dakotans.
And we had seen partnerships with Lyft like this happening on a national level and thought that it might be something that we could do here in South Dakota.
Barron says Lyft has already helped 45 people get to their appointment. For more information, visit helplinecenter.org. That's your daily news update. Follow SDPB News on social and visit sdpb.org/news to keep up with our journalism as it comes in. Thank you for listening.